Now, back to Dimitri, live and dangerously local on Big Willie 105.5 and the River Talk Radio Network, a River Network production.
Download the River Network app and then click Big Willie 105.5 to get Dimitri live and dangerously local. Mondays, Tuesdays, and Wednesdays, 7 a.m. to 9 a.m. Eastern Time. Also, on the River Talk Radio Network, which now includes yet another radio station, Signal 94.9 FM, along with 100.1 FM, 100.9 FM, the Mighty 1290, the Sturdy 1430. It's the audio path of totality. You can also see the show, the Facebook live stream, right here on Big Willie 105.5 Facebook page, also on the Dimitri profile page. Dimitri with three eyes. Look for the Dimitri Vassilaris page that has more than 7,000 followers. 7,500 last time I checked, but it keeps growing. That's the real one. The Dimitri Vassilaris Facebook page with two followers from Nigeria. That's not me. All right, fine. So during this segment, typically right after the 8 o'clock news, we get in touch with this great guy who is actually named Big Willie. And we don't know if he was named before the station, and the station is a homage to Mr. Big Willie himself, or if he is doing a homage to the radio station by calling himself Mr. Big Willie. And I have no idea what homage means, but it's French, and I think it's some kind of cheese. In any event, he is talking to us now live from his luxurious cab in the Freightliner Cascadia 125. Big Willie, welcome back to, Big Willie. How you doing?
I am just so humbled by your introduction, Dimitri. I tell you, you've got to be one of the best people to introduce somebody. You just humble me so much. I mean, I'm very blessed and honored to be on the Dimitri Vassilaris show with three eyes.
What do you mean, one of them?
Hi.
Never mind. So what's on your mind today, Mr. Willie? Typically when you call, you're very agitated about something or other, and I'm just curious, what are you agitated about today?
Not agitated. I don't know, I smell a lot of crap in the room, you know what I mean? I was listening to the first part of your show there, the call-in.
Hello? Where are you? We lost him. Big Willie 105.5.
That's what happens when you're live.
Yeah. You know? Yeah. Don't even get me started about stuff that can happen live when I'm doing a show here by myself without a friggin' producer. Don't even get me started with that today.
I had the armed security guard come over and push some buttons for you.
You know, he is actually an Israeli. You didn't know this? We call him Nathan, but I think in Israel is Natan. He was a member of the IDF, and they let him keep his Uzi. Yeah, yeah, yeah. No nonsense
bad
guy.
Dude.
Yeah, no question. So let's get back to the world-class show that I'm doing here.
I was listening to the first part of your show, and I love Steve, man. He's been around a long time, but something just doesn't smell right over there. I don't know. I think it was an easy way to get out. I'm just doing it from my perspective. It just smells funny. But anyhow, we'll see how it plays out, because I know there'll be some research done. But
what do you mean? What smells? What do you mean it smells funny? What are you talking about? I showered this morning. I used Dial anti.
And then come back and know you're not paid and not a spokesperson now. I don't get that part. You know what I mean? How did it all change if you're on vacation and not in touch with anybody? You know? What happened? Where's the contract, or who's getting paid what, and why wouldn't you sue him? I mean, why? To me, I was on board with everything, but if you're not getting paid somebody, if Mr. Deep Pockets owed me money and didn't pay me, I've known him for years, and we're friends, I would sue him. He would sue me if I owed him money. I wouldn't let it go, I don't know. It just didn't sound right. That's my opinion only. I can't say it's anybody else's opinion. If he's telling the truth, great. If he's not, I hope it don't get found out. But to me, it just doesn't sound right. I would sue the guy, and I would be with the people suing him, and the nurses, and the janitors, and anybody else that didn't get paid. I would be right there with them joining that lawsuit and finding out today. And I'd want my money, because here's why. I stuck my neck out for East Ohio Regional Hospital, and I'm a well-known personality in the Valley. And now I'm getting called out by Dimitri and everybody else on the radio station that I was doing something, you know, that maybe didn't look right. Now, all of a sudden, you don't want to sue the guy that has caused you these issues that owes you money. So I would be up his tuchus right now with an attorney saying, look, you owe me money and you're causing my family grief. And I shouldn't have to go on the radio, on my radio station, and answer these questions because of you, you know, and what you've done and stole. You know, I don't think, if the guy hasn't paid you, how do you trust anybody? You know, I don't trust, if you don't pay me, I'm not going to do another thing for you. I don't care if you're Doc Johnson or whoever you are, I'm not going to trust you. Yeah, so that's all I got to say about that, as Forrest Gump would say, or whatever. Yeah. Anyhow, I just been on the talking to some people too, and another thing that's irritating me while I'm on the road is the FEMA stuff and the fire department stuff and the people getting help out there and try to help you, and the poor people that they don't even have a bridge still. If their house catches a fire. Yeah, they're supposed to drag hose across. If they have an EMS call or something's wrong with one of their kids, they have to crawl across the creek that killed people and destroyed a whole town to get to the hospital. To me, the state and capital was just here. Why didn't they make an effort to help these people and put a temporary bridge in that they got laying around? Why is FEMA giving everybody the runaround and giving very minimal amounts of money out to people? It seems like it just doesn't make sense to me. Where's the mental health help for these first responders? And I'll tell you what's going to happen. I ran the fire department for years over there, and I know a lot of these people. And the mental health part of it is a true thing. PTSD is a real thing. I know people that had it from wars, but it's also bad for policemen, firemen, dispatchers, anybody that's had anything traumatic to them. So it's just not a thing of war in wartime. It can happen to a lot of people, but majority of people hear it about people in war, and I think that's where the majority of it started. Recognizing it. If something's not done and they don't bring in mental health help to help these first responders out, they have nowhere to turn to, nowhere to grieve to, nowhere to air their thoughts out, and it can lead to bad stuff. So I'd like to say to them, just reach out and get help, but why isn't Lou Vargo, or why isn't the state capital, why aren't they doing something to help these people out? Why aren't they bringing people in? These people seen some of the worst days of their lives on that June day, and they still haven't got the help they needed, and they're dragging it out to make these people suffer, not even mentally, but physically and financially. I think everybody's in bad enough shape, and shame on them, and shame on the county, and shame on the state for not stepping in and saying, you know, this just ain't right. So they can come on the shows, they can come to the city, they can walk around and look at the armory, and they can look at the community center and say, great job, FEMA, you hired people to come sit here and take everybody's information, but where's the money? Where's all the money that was collected and donations? Why isn't anything being done? Why is the little church in Try to Help You doing more than the state, the federal government, and the county? How come a little church has done more than our own state and county has done? They might say they've done stuff, but where are the results? Where are the results? And I got one note to touch on. The Try to Help You Fire Department is still in business. They're still running. And they have a loaner ambulance that says Marshall County on it, but that is Try to Help You people on there. So kudos to Marshall County, all the surrounding departments for helping. But I think they need to do more monetarily wise and help these people out. The bridges need fixed. It doesn't make sense why the state can't just waive permits. They can't waive all this red tape and just send up a bridge they got sitting downstate somewhere. They got temporary bridges. They got all kinds of stuff. But when the people that they try to do something, they're getting told, no, you can't do that. No, you can't do that. No, you can't do it. You're going to cause a flood problem. You know, or you're going to disrupt the EPA environmental issues that we have for creeks. You can't do that. It just doesn't make sense. So if you're telling them they can't do something, then tell them what they can do, and let's get a straight answer, and let's get it now. I mean, what are we going to wait for? More deaths and more issues and more tragedy? It just doesn't make sense to me, and it really irritates me. And I haven't lived over there for 8-9 years, but this shouldn't happen anywhere in the country. But shame on them. Shame on Lou Vargo and them for walking away. If he has done something, then call and let us know, because I haven't seen nothing, and I know people over there I've talked to. I haven't heard nothing for mental health. Get off the TV and quit taking accolades and start doing something. Yeah, start doing stuff to help the people. Let's see the money get out there. Let's see the rebuild. Let's see the new sidewalks. Let's see the new houses. You can't bring back the lies, but you can honor them by doing what's right and rebuilding that town. And like I said, that's really all I got to say about that, Dimitri.
How many people have you spoken with there regarding all this?
Oh, several. I mean, several people. I don't want to say their names and stuff. You know, I told them I'd keep it quiet. And, some are fire department personnel. And the mental health thing scares me the most, because you're going to lose people in an already struggling, industry, I guess, would be volunteer firefighters. So if you lose one or two from a fire department because they just can't take it mentally, they're dealing with their personal lives, they're dealing with the fire department lives, they're dealing with other people's lives, plus what they've seen, the tragedies. You can only take so much as a human being before you turn to something. You know what I mean? Just, you got to have some kind of relief. So if you don't get them help, it's going to be, it could be something bad, you know, and I don't want to see that. You medicate, you cover up stuff. Mental health is huge in the fire departments, and it doesn't get covered enough, I don't think. And that should have been priority one. And anybody else in the community that talks to people, these churches, they got the Mike Palmer down there is above and beyond everything I've seen down there at Tredelphia Church, and they've had the benefit. And it was outstanding, and kudos to them. I mean, the Tredelphia Methodist Church is just, man, they stepped up above and beyond anything I would have ever imagined, and they still are today doing stuff every day for the people, and just great job.
I hear you. I absolutely hear you, Big Willie. I appreciate it. You're driving into Cleveland this morning, is that right?
Yeah, I just left Clarington, headed to Cleveland. I was in Detroit yesterday, and I'll be back in Detroit again today, and then headed back down south Friday morning, man. The wheels are turning, because I'm earning.
I hear you. Hey, thank you so much, sir. You have a great day. We'll talk with you again next week, all right?
All right, Dimitri, thank you. Have a good weekend, everybody.
Thank you, sir. That's Mr. Big Willie himself, legendary Valley OTR truck driver, talking to us live from his luxurious cab, the Freightliner Cascadia 125. Another exclusive feature of Dimitri Live and Dangerously Local. Dimitri Graffiti coming up in a bit. We got more regarding the Epstein victims.